Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Hey, Agumake is 100% on point with that. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. Or should I say, Keyshawn, pregnant pause.
What's his name again?
J. Will.
Oh,
J. Will. And Zubin on ESPN Radio.
You have senior moments here and there.
10 minutes away from Ben Hartsock, former Ohio State legend, was the 0-2 championship team. And fellas, I got to tell you, we've been on the air since August 17th. We have a poll question every day. We want you guys to weigh in. You're a part of this show. You're a part of everything we do on the phone, on the Twitter feed. Never seen as much adrenaline, visceral, raw, emotional feedback than today's question, should the Buckeyes be deserving of a spot in the college football playoff? We'll talk to Ben about that in 10 minutes, and we'll take your calls coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Look, we all accidentally damage our phones. It happens. Now, Straight Talk Wireless' new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection, just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, data, and more. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/Straight Talk. Limitations and exclusions apply. Let's get right into the NFL talk. There's a lot of talk, Key, on whether the Eagles failed Carson Wentz or Carson Wentz failed the Eagles. Before we get your thought on that, here's the guy that protects him. His center, Jason Kelce, essentially saying, if you're trying to pin this on one dude, you got it all wrong.
This is ultimately a culmination of a lot of failures on offense. I don't know that the Jalen Hurts pick is a huge part of that. I think that this more comes down to a failure of pretty much every position, including the coaches, to facilitate a functioning offense. That's the biggest story here, not that Jalen Hurts was picked and that there was some sort of internal battle and struggle going on with Carson Wentz. I don't buy that.
Well, he's a football player. He's a center, and he's on the team. What is he going to say, right? I mean, he's going to say exactly that. It's all of us, including the coaches. We all have said that when questions have come up. Hey, how was the guy? How come you guys didn't play well? Well, you know, we just didn't play well. You know, everybody, including myself and you know, the coaches and everybody, we're all in this together.
We work hard.
We work. Yes, I get it. But our eyes, as people on the outside, we see what's going on. And it's fine for him to say that. And look, they certainly had some reservation about who Carson Wentz was, where he was at when they selected Jalen Hurts in the top 50 picks in the National Football League's draft last spring. They certainly were concerned, or else they wouldn't have done it. I mean, it just in whether it was his play or his injuries, there was some concern there. And clearly, this year, that concern kind of came to fruition. That's why he got benched. It's not that difficult to see. Now, is he done in Philly? Who knows? Is Jalen Hurts going to take control the next four games and show us the Jalen Hurts that we all saw at Oklahoma in a brief stint at Alabama? Is that the guy we're going to see? Are we going to see a guy who looks like Carson Wentz? If we see Jalen Hurts looking like we saw Carson Wentz this year, then Carson Wentz will be back in the lineup. It's simple. It's not that difficult. And then when you roll into 2021, Carson Wentz will have an opportunity to get his spot back in a quarterback competition. It will be a quarterback competition, and most likely he will start at quarterback in September of 2021 with a quick leash. They're going to give him a small little window. They're not going to give him this 11-12 game window.
You're saying he's going to start? You just said yesterday that he's not going to – if Jalen Hurts takes it over, he's not going to get it back.
No. Offseason, he gets it back. That's just how it goes. Four games – Jalen Hurts have an opportunity
to audition.
So Jalen
Hurts blows it out of the water and leads him to the playoffs. You think Carson Wentz still gets a
chance
to come back?
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. In the offseason, they're going to make it a quarterback competition. 100, 150%.
If Jalen Hurts. Mathematically, they're still in it, right? NFC East? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If he finds a way to get them to the playoffs.
Absolutely.
You're saying that he doesn't come back and he's not the starter next year in Jalen Hurts. You're saying
that's
Carson Wentz.
$59 million tied up in Carson Wentz, man.
But you just said that yesterday.
You got to listen to what I'm saying.
I did listen to what you said
just
yesterday.
Stop for a minute and listen, man. He's going
to
run
the
table.
All the time.
He's going
to
win. If he wins the four games, Jay, or plays well, no matter what he does, Carson Wentz is in a quarterback competition in the spring in the summer of 2021. Most likely they will start him and give him a 3-4 game sample before they snatch him out if he doesn't perform.
Very much disagree.
That is the way that they do things.
If Jalen Hurts finds a way to have a prolific run,
doesn't matter.
Well, that's your opinion. That's subjective. That's fine. I hear you.
It's my opinion, but I'm just telling you the way they operate.
I hear that's how you say they're going to operate. But I'm just saying things change. The way they were operating, I never thought Carson Wentz would get off the field. I never think Jalen Hurts would have a chance. If he finds a way to have a prolific ending to the season and lead them to the playoffs and have a run, you're saying he's not going to come back and be the starter next year? You start with Carson Wentz? I think that would just be a catastrophe.
Man, a dude won the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl damn MVP.
How did he win the Super Bowl?
He won the Super Bowl. The last three or four games, he took them, won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP.
Last three or four
Who
games.
Who was the starter the next year?
Wentz.
And he won the Super Bowl.
It was Nick Foles, though. It's a different situation.
No, Jay, it's not. It's not a different situation. He replaced that man, won the Super Bowl, got a statue of some sort in front of the stadium.
Philly special.
He's the guy.
Completely different team that had the pieces actually worked with that
Jay,
team.
It does not matter. They decided that this guy was our quarterback. We're going to give him a boatload of money.
I'm so Zubin,
that's what they do.
Yesterday, we spent the whole show.
I'm saying the same
you
exact
just changed
thing.
What you said
I
yesterday
did
to
not.
Today.
You, I look, did not, look, Jay. You have to listen.
Zubin, confirm it. You tell me. Did Keyshawn not say yesterday that if Jalen Hurts plays well, it's his to lose, and then Carson Wentz will be a backup?
No, I would never say that. I'm not going to say he's going to be a backup. He's going to come into 2021 fighting to get the spot. They're going to hand him the spot because they're paying the man $50-something million. They're not going to walk from that. They're just not going to do it.
On the other side, you got Mitch Trubisky in Chicago. I think we all know that it's kind of been a disappointment.
Well, that's different.
Right. Now, see, here's the question. Has he failed them, or has the organization failed Mitch?
I would say that the more so the organization failed Mitch in this situation, because they brought in Matt Nagy, who was supposed to be this innovator, this offensive guy who could do all these special things to the quarterback spot and get the offense playing well. Well, the offense ain't been playing well since he got there. There's nothing, even though they made the playoffs in his first year, a lot of coaches go to places and instantly have success. We see it happening in Cleveland right now with Kevin Stefanski. Now, if you ask me, is Kevin Stefanski a better designer, play caller of the NFL game than Matt Nagy? To me, he is. Yes, because I see change in Baker Mayfield. I don't see anything in Mitch Trubisky. Then you went out and got Nick Foles. When you were 3-0, you made a decision to bench Mitch Trubisky for Nick Foles because, for whatever reason, you like Nick Foles. Whether it was you watched him in Philly, you had him in Kansas City, and you felt like, okay, he could help us, even though he lost his job to an undrafted rookie or late-round rookie in Jacksonville, you traded for him. It's like, yes, you failed Mitch Trubisky because you did not coach him up. Your job and your task when they hired you was to make the offense better. And it
hasn't been able to do it. That's an organizational issue.
Not
do you guys
anything.
Both think, Jay, let's start with you. I mean, does he have the requisite talent to succeed in the NFL as a starting quarterback? If you put like the best coaches around him, his skill set, will that be good enough?
I think so.
I do. I think so. And then if he's not, then he's a bust.
A lot of your success rate in professional sports, unless you are an elite of the elite, is the system in which you play in. I mean, you can make that argument for a lot of different things in life. I mean, Michael Jordan's talent was Michael Jordan. I'm not comparing Michael Jordan to Mitch Trubisky. I'm just saying Michael Jordan, once he got put into the triangle system, won multiple championships, right?
But he was still cooking before
that's
the
what
triangle.
I'm not comparing. Yeah.
He still was cooking.
But, I mean, he wasn't playing out of his mind, but Mitch Trubisky was 3-0 before he got taken off the field.
But
he wasn't playing out of his mind.
But he just, I don't know why Matt Nagy did what he did at 3-0. Now they went to 5-1. Went to 5-1 before the whole debacle with Nick Foles. It wasn't like they all of a sudden just went completely downhill. But I never would have made that change. Why am I making the change? For what? I'm undefeated. We're sputtering along, and we're winning. All I care about is the W's. I don't give a damn if it's 1-0. If you can get 1-0, take it and go home with it.
I'd love to see a 1-0 NFL. How would that happen?
That's right. How would it happen, right? But I don't care. If it just magically happens, I'm going to take it and run. For whatever reason, Matt Nagy made the decision that it wasn't working out. It didn't look good. He thought he could have got more out of it. And it kind of bit him a little bit.
And the last distinction is Deshaun Watson. I don't think anybody thinks that Deshaun Watson doesn't have the requisite talent. But when you think about it here in our final minute, that could really be one, Jay, where the organization failed the QB.
I mean, that is the one. That's the biggest one, because I think he has the most talent. His team was up 24-0 last year on the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you take away his top target, DeAndre Hopkins. That's the first thing I said this year at the beginning of the season. I said, man, I don't think Bill O'Brien is the guy. And you can blame it on him having dual roles, but then you take away the top target. Also, you don't sign Will Fuller long-term. Will Fuller could then leave. You could now have Deshaun Watson without both DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller next year.
See, I thought that the offense would be better, even though Deshaun lost Hopkins. They gained Cooks, which I figured, okay, they're getting a guy who's been pretty good in this league who could fit into a system. They got Will Fuller there, and I'm like, okay, they're going to be all right. But then not so good.
Not so good. Not so good, the reaction around college football to the news, unless you're a Buckeye fan, that broke in Columbus yesterday.
The Big Ten made the announcement today themselves that they're going to waive that 6-game minimum requirement for the Big Ten championship game to allow Ohio State to be eligible. 5-0 undefeated Ohio State is now going to be facing Northwestern in that Big Ten title game.
And on the outside, looking in, is Indiana. I just want to mention, pretty darn classy statement that they released. Quote, although we understand the conference's decision, we're disappointed. This is the vice president of the school, Scott Dolson, said in a statement, quote, from the start of the year, we have said we can only control what we can control. We had a chance to earn our top spot in the Big Ten championship game, but we ultimately fell a touchdown short on the road against the great Ohio State team. So I think they're taking that in stride and taking it well, and I think Coach Allen has it rolling there in Bloomington, that's for sure. For more, we're joined by Ben Hartsock. That name might be familiar to those Buckeye faithful, a member of the 2002 National Championship team, and now a member of our team on the NFL on ESPN Radio. Good morning, Ben. First things first, I mean, just give us your reaction. It has been hot and heavy with our callers and listeners this morning.
Well, first off, guys, condolences for the Ohio State-Michigan game. Not getting played, I don't know. I don't know how you guys are holding up. I'm not sure we're properly mourning the fact that we're not playing the greatest game in all of college football history. Are you guys holding up okay? Is everything how's the studio?
Is it the greatest game when you guys are a 35-point favorite?
And Ben, why would I want to see that for a sixth time when I already know what the hell's going to happen? Why do I need to watch that?
The greatest layup game of all time, maybe.
Yeah, come on, man. You just ready. I know what you want to do. You just want to take the coach out of his misery. I get it.
They've been playing the game since 1897. The game has been played without stopping, without a break, since World War I. So it is disappointing. I hate it for those guys. It's one of the great rivalries, that experience, having played in those games, spectacular. I hate that. But, you know, we quickly have moved on from that because now we've got to focus on, now what? And, guys, listen, I'm a Buckeye through and through. I mean, my parents raised me watching videos of Woody Hayes. Like, if I never put on a scarlet and gray uniform or wore a Buckeye helmet, I would still be a huge Buckeye fan. But what this move, I'm not for it. I'm not about it. I don't like it. It's moving the goalposts. And we are going to, as Buckeye Nation, we are going to face now scrutiny, criticism. We're a heel now in a WWE style as big as Nikolai Volkov. Like, people don't like Ohio State to begin with. And now the fact that the conference has greased the skids to get Ohio State to its promised land, the blowback is going to be monumental. And the biggest argument I've heard for the fact that we're going to change the rules. Well, it's adaptable. It's 2020. We've made changes on the fly the whole time, but the changes that were made were all for health and safety. Hey, we're going to change contact tracing. Hey, we've learned about the quarantine. We don't have to quarantine now from 14. We're going to go down to 10. How long does it take to be pulled into a contact trace? This decision has nothing to do with health and safety. This has everything to do with, we don't like the way this is shaping up, and we're going to change things. Guys, if the four of us were to go outside in the parking lot and play a game of pickup football, we're going to talk about the ground rules first. We're going to say, hey, we playing two-hand touch or we playing tackle? Hey, is the fire hydrant the touchdown, or are we going to the trees? And right now we're changing a rule that was mutually agreed upon by all of these athletic directors. And honestly, the spirit of the six-game rule was to prevent a team like Indiana having the season that they've had, being overrun by an Ohio State team that, let's say, only plays one or two games. But now we get to the finish line and we realize, oh, we don't really like the way this is shaken out. Well, rules are made and they can be changed before. They should have made the change if they wanted to before, because if you change them down the road, someone gets hurt. And you guys just read the statement that said from Indiana that they're the ones getting hurt. It hurts Ty Freifogel, the great wide receiver, Wop Fillier, the great wide receiver, both seniors. They had a chance to play for a Big Ten championship. Indiana hasn't won a championship since 1967. And honestly, if they win that Big Ten championship, why aren't they going to the playoff? They would be a one-loss conference champion that played in four top 25 matchups. That's one more than Alabama.
But
there are only two teams this year that played three or more top 25 matchups: Alabama and Indiana. Alabama went 3-0. Indiana went 3-1 with the loss to Ohio State. Tell me why they wouldn't have just let this thing run the course, get Indiana in the Big Ten championship. Yeah, it's disappointing for Ohio State, but the rules were established before the season, and for the sanctity of competitiveness, we've got to ride with the rules that we've made. You let Indiana go, win a Big Ten championship, and then they're in the playoff. What an incredible Cinderella story in the train wreck that has been the 2020 season.
I think when you look at it, though, Ben, you know and I know, no one wants to see Indiana in the Final Four. As great as the story as it would be, they want to see Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Texas. They want to see that. That's the money. LSU, that's the money play. It's about the money. And if they can put OSU in the playoffs, the money gets divvied up across the conference. Indiana's not strong enough to do that.
I get it. No, I get that money drives the boat. We all know that. Get down to the bottom line. The bottom
doesn't
line
make it right.
Dollars and cents. I get that.
Doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right. I get that. But there are times in life where the bottom line shouldn't be the most important thing. I don't want to have an open heart surgery, and I don't want my surgeon using discount scalpels. I don't want him making money decisions when he's about to cut me open. And that's what this situation here is, an opportunity. It's just right. It undermines the principle of competitiveness. I'm wildly disappointed with what the ACC has done to grease the skids for Notre Dame and Clemson. Notre Dame not playing Wake Forest and Clemson not rescheduling Florida State is a joke. Because, guys, if it was 100%, if they were on the other side, if they were 6-7, they're playing those games.
But
if this circumstance that Ohio State's going through right now, if Ohio State, or if you simply substituted Ohio State and Indiana and you plugged in Georgia and Florida and put them in the same situation, you know Buckeye fans would be going ballistic with this decision.
Ben,
it's true.
I was going to jump in on you for one second, man. All I would say is that I don't know how you can come up with the right parameters at the beginning of the year when you have no damn clue how the year is even going to play out. Like, which I thought was erroneous for the Big Ten to shoot themselves in the foot and do a six-game minimum to even begin with. But, like, that's what makes this whole year so tough. Everybody came into this year expecting the end result to be unfair because nobody knew how different conferences who aren't in alignment were going to handle different aspects of their protocols in dealing with COVID-19.
The spirit of that rule isn't unfair, because the spirit of the rule is to keep a one-win Ohio State team that had the wheels fall off say, well, we knew all the way from the beginning that they were the best team, so we're just going to put them in anyhow. That was the spirit of that rule, was to prevent what ultimately is happening here at the finish line. They put that rule in place to prevent what is exactly happening. And you talk about making these rules up, and it was short notice. People questioned the 21-day quarantine that they put in place, but they put them in place. I mean, guys, we're parents, right? We've all got out all over our skis when we punished the kids saying, no device for a month, one parent says. and then the other parent is left to put the pieces together. But you back your parent, your other spouse, because you've got to deal with, hey, we've got to stay consistent. We have to we have to uphold our integrity, our principles. And in this situation, the nature of sports, because you're setting an unhealthy precedent of moving the goalposts. I know people are saying that's a reach. I know people are going to say that, well, 2020 requires adaptability. I disagree. You can make adjustments because of health and safety, because of the things that we're learning on the fly, yes, but this has nothing to do with that. This has everything to do with money. This has everything to do with getting the team that you want to get into the finish line to get them there. And if this was another conference and other teams were doing it, people would be going bonkers. But right now, it's my Buckeyes. And I, even though it hurts my team, I would have let Indiana get in. I love their story. I know they're not the brand name, but why not have a Cinderella story this year? Why not have a story of a bunch of guys that were try-hard dudes that played above their head, that capitalized on the quarantine, were out lifting weights with rocks in a book bag because they don't have weight rooms, and it mattered to them, and all they did was run their slate. All they did was win the games that they were in. Yeah, they got beat by Ohio State, but the rules of 2020 said that they were the champions of the East, and at the end, they were being robbed of that, and I'm disappointed by it.
O-H-I-O.
All right, we got to get out on that note. And I will say, Ben, I appreciate the honesty, appreciate the passion. You are a national champion, and because of this rule change, it appears this iteration of the Buckeyes is going to have an opportunity to do the very same thing, call themselves a champ. Ben, thank you very much.
Ben, Ryan Day on line one. Ryan Day on line one.
Appreciate it, guys.
He gave it to us straight. He gave it to us straight.
I respect that.
Well, he feels the same way I feel. I just don't – I mean, I also look at – it's Indiana, man.
Yep.
They're not going to do that.
Last word here. Go ahead, kid.
I just know that Ohio State is going to catch a lot of the flack here because they're Ohio State, but this really goes on the Big Ten. It's the Big Ten. Not individual schools. It's the Big Ten.
It's the Big Ten and the Big Ten Conference, and ADs looked at it and said, no, we can't send Indiana in there. It's just not, we've got to sit some muscle.
Yeah, and to Ben's point, the Cinderella, that's not for the playoff. That's why the New Year's Six bowls exist. Those other bowls exist so you can get the Cinderella story in there and make sure they get their
March Madness for Cinderellas.
Right, and they own that opportunity, and that's why they get into those other bowls, not the three big ones, the playoff, semifinals, and title. On the way, passion all morning long from you guys. Simply put, does Ohio State deserve to be in the playoff? Line up the phone calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Tweet us, KeyJNZ. Your opinion next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, I'm Zubin Mehenta here with your SportsCenter update. The Big Ten making a big rule change, eliminating the minimum game requirement to qualify for the Big Ten title game. It's no longer six, which means Ohio State is in. It'll be the Buckeyes out of the East, Northwestern out of the West. The game is December 19th, noon Eastern. We'll see what happens on the 20th when the four teams are announced.
Which means it was never six to begin with, right?
That's what
it means. Okay.
Your calls, by the way, in 1 minute. Last year, of course, LSU ran right through the playoff. This year, a little bit different. They're 3-5, and so call me skeptical. They are saying, you know, self-imposed one-year bowl ban, improper booster payments to the football players. We're 3-5. We're skidding. We're going nowhere. Let's get this out of the way now. And the wildest story of the morning in some ways, James Harden has been told by the NBA that he needs six straight negative coronavirus tests before being cleared to go. Why is it so many? Well, the NBA requires three for everybody, three straight. But if you've been on social media of any kind, you may have seen James maskless hanging out in Vegas in Atlanta, breaking NBA protocols. So he's got to go six in a row before he gets back to the Rockets.
Honey buns.
Yes, and 100K if he stays with the Rockets. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Look, we all accidentally damage our phones. It happens. Now Straight Talk Wireless new Platinum Unlimited plan includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, data, and more. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
As fans of chaos, we are getting some of it around college football. The Big Ten made the announcement today themselves that they're going to waive that six-game minimum requirement for the Big Ten championship game to allow Ohio State to be eligible. 5-0 undefeated Ohio State is now going to be facing Northwestern in that Big Ten title game.
I would hope that every conference would want to push their top teams forward, especially in a year where everyone has sacrificed, and I feel like it's only a good look.
Those are the voices of Mike Golic Jr., Shanae Ogunbowale. You can hear them 4 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. For the second time in 3 years, Northwestern's in the Big Ten title game, which frankly is actually a story, but not the real story. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin brought to you by Goodyear. Whether you're on the field, edge of your seat, Goodyear wants you to embrace the unexpected. Every upset, touchdown, or fourth quarter comeback, and let it all move you. No matter what the season throws you, we're Goodyear here to help drive you forward.
Yeah.
Goodyear, more driven. Let's get right to the fellas. Let's get right to the callers again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Does Ohio State deserve to be in the playoff? Key J and Z on Twitter if you want to weigh in that way. Let's go right to the epicenter. Well, Justin is in Columbus, Ohio, and is on ESPN Radio. In or out?
What, man, Columbus, Ohio?
Well, I just gotta ask.
Come on, yeah. You know, Columbus, Ohio. Obviously, I'm not like that other guy, that traitor, whoever was just talking. You know what I'm saying? Listen, they deserve to be in, man. Come on. They got a Heisman-caliber quarterback. They got two of the best receivers in the country. Keyshawn knows what kind of receivers we turn out. Listen, we would have even if we would have played Michigan, which they ducked us, even if we would have lost that game, we still would have been in the Big Ten championship. So what are we supposed to do here? I mean, we can only play the games we can play. It wasn't our fault we can't play Michigan. If Indiana wanted to be in, they should have beat us.
Good stuff. Joe in West Virginia, Ohio State deserves to be in or out?
No, and it's more of an argument for Indiana getting in. There's two teams that have beaten three top 25 teams, Bama and Indiana. They go into the Shoe, they lose by one score. Then they go next week to Madison, Wisconsin, who hasn't lost a home game except to OSU in 4 years, and they beat them. Yeah. It's more of an argument for Indiana to get in than it is for Ohio State to be out, but, I mean, the numbers are there.
That's what Ben Hartsock, Ohio State legend, said, agreeing with you.
I know. Just Wisconsin has played a total of four games. I mean, their whole season has just been decimated by COVID. It's
4 or 5, same thing to me.
Robert in Virginia, in or out for the Buckeyes? Robert, you with us?
Did we lose
yes,
you, Robert?
Yes, I am.
Are you there, Robert? There you are.
I am, yes, sir. I think they made the right decision. I say that for two reasons. One, you want to get the four best teams in there. And I think, secondly, like Heather Dennett said, if they would have lost their last game, they still would have qualified. And I think Indiana's really good and would have no problem with them going, but I think Ohio State's better. But let me say this. I have a funny feeling Northwestern's going to beat them. Northwestern's really good. And they're missing a lot of players. So,
man, they got a lot of Reese Davises. They ain't getting ready to beat no Ohio State. Man, you need to stop that. Stop. Don't look at me like that.
I didn't even say anything.
Give me that look like, man, Key, I'm telling you, they're going to do that.
I did not. Those words never came out of my mouth.
You're not going to beat no Ohio State. I understand Fitzy's a good guy. I understand Northwestern. They're all great. No.
Fitzy, Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald, a great player at Northwestern right around the time Key was a great player at SC. They met in a legendary Rose Bowl. Josh and Northwestern.
You see what happened.
Fitzgerald, not from the South.
And you see what happened. Right.
USC did win that game. Josh in North Carolina, you're on ESPN Radio. Buckeyes deserve to be in or out of the playoff?
Oh, come on. Key, give them the damn ball, man. Let them have that spot. Let them play. They deserve it, period. I'm with you, man. They're not going to let – there's no way they're going to lose to the Fighting Reese's. They're going to go in there, lay 52 on them like they did in Michigan State last week.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's give a little response
here. Reese is athletic. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, you worked with him for a long time. You know, sneaky athletic.
Sneaky athletic.
First one in, last one out.
Works really hard. Stays late.
Stays late. Coach's son.
Messed up, Zubin. It's messed up.
How about some reaction on the Twitter feed? Again, hit us up, KeyJNZ, at Pillsbury_AR. It seems like a breakfast sort of Twitter feed name, right? Ohio State didn't ask to only play 5 to 6 games. They were ready to go at the beginning like everyone else. They played every possible game they could and showed before, like Alabama and Clemson, that they were a top four team long before COVID-19 had stopped them. What do you think about that?
You just look at their strength of schedule ranked 72nd. It's just because they weren't allowed to play games out of the conference. I mean, I don't know how you can hold that against them. And I go back to the Indiana point.
You mean like at the beginning of the season, games out of conference?
No, I'm just saying their strength of schedule.
No, you said games. You said they wasn't because
they couldn't
allowed.
Play. They couldn't play out of conference games.
You mean the beginning of the season, though, right?
Just or the whole year. They haven't been able.
I don't
to
know.
Play.
I don't. But I don't. Does Ohio State ever really play a powerhouse outside of conference?
Well, they played SC over the course of the years. Remember Matt Barkley?
That
remember
was a long game? Time ago,
yeah,
though, right?
But it's there. I mean, it can happen. Also, we should remember.
In my recent history, I don't remember them really playing anybody stout at the beginning of the season.
We should also keep in mind that teams like. They're in the Big 12, for example. They did play a couple of non-conference opponents in addition to playing their regular schedule. That has something to do with the fact that they started a little bit earlier, and it's a smaller league, so that has to be taken into account as well. ACC, you play that one non-conference game this year, but to Jay's point, their hands were a little bit tied because they couldn't go out of the league to schedule games, much like we saw BYU do last week with Coastal.
So the thing that I you know, been thinking about since this whole thing's come up, how come the Big Ten just couldn't say, well, here's what we're going to do? We're going to let Indiana play in the Big 12 champion, or the Big Ten championship, and we're going to allow Ohio State to go play Texas A&M.
Well, keep in mind, there's a Champions Week, so there are going to be more games than just the championship game for the Big Ten to be played on December 19th. Yeah. So it is possible, let's say Ohio State would be in the 2 spot, they could play Iowa on December 19th. They could play Wisconsin. I know you guys are down on Wisconsin. So even if you couldn't play a non-conference opponent on December 19th, Champions Week, that one other slate of games the Big Ten wants, they could have played a stout opponent.
Yeah, they should. In conference. If the focus, right, is... If the focus is the share of the pot, as Jay Will keeps talking about, the 6-7, whatever the millions of dollars that they're getting from the national, the Final Four, if that share of the pot, the goal is to get to the Final Four and get a share of that pot, why wouldn't they just allow them to play a team outside of conference and give Indiana the Big Ten spot? Now you're killing two birds with one stone. Just do it that way.
That's a fair point as well. You could certainly do that, Jay.
When is the Big Ten championship game?
December 19th, noon Eastern time on Fox.
I wonder how they factored into what Indiana is actually going through right now, considering everything has been stopped and paused due to COVID.
The issue there is there's a glut of championship games on that particular day, right? So obviously that's the day before the playoff is announced, and there are many, many teams that are going to be deciding their championship on that very day.
And what if Ohio State has a
very true
situation that comes up?
I mean, I'm sure we're not done dealing with situations.
Indeed. If you took a look at the numbers,
the
even
that's like from yesterday.
Stop. Stop claiming the Jersey Shore to be all of New Jersey. See what he tries to do, Zubin?
No,
don't characterize New Jersey like that.
Got a break.
From that situation, I don't mean Mike the situation. I mean, to the other situation we got to go to here on the Jersey Shore.
You're the worst.
On the way, more college football. Sure, the Buckeyes are undefeated, but there's one school out there that's undefeated in college football. They've had a magnificent season, and almost no one has noticed. That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
USC.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
And we, as always, are presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests joined us this morning on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We've been college football heavy this morning. The Ohio State story has really dominated all the oxygen. Everybody's talking about it. Should they deserve to be in or not? Your tweets and responses coming up here in just 1 minute. Ohio State is undefeated, as are a bunch of other teams. And I just wanted to give love to one team that is undefeated and nobody at all is talking about them. So Buffalo is undefeated. Great job there. Colorado is undefeated. We know Cincinnati is undefeated. Alabama, of course, is undefeated. Keys Trojans are undefeated. Ohio State is undefeated. Notre Dame is undefeated. And Coastal Carolina is undefeated. There is one other team that's joining them in the ranks of the unbeaten, and that's the San Jose State Spartans. And the reason I want to bring them up is because they've had to go through a level of adversity that nobody is talking about. We're all dealing with COVID-19 issues, but the Spartans under head coach Brent Brannon have done an amazing job. They're 5-0. They have not been 6-0 since 1939. So there's a lot of history on the line. 5-0. Just like Ohio State, they haven't been 6-0 since 1939. Here's the issue with them that no one's talking about. When everything happened in Santa Clara County and the government said we're shutting down contact sports for 3 weeks, what did everybody say? What are the Niners going to do? What is Stanford going to do? What is Santa Clara going to do? Nobody cared at all about what San Jose State was going to do. They're in Santa Clara County. They had a home game against Hawaii taken off the books because they couldn't play it in Santa Clara County. You know where they played their home game against Hawaii? They went to Hawaii. They played the game in Hawaii. Think about this from this perspective as well. Nobody is discussing what they've been able to do. They are playing Nevada Friday night. If they defeat Nevada Friday night, they will go to their conference championship game, be 6-0 for the first time since 1939, and have a chance for one of the best records in school history, all while fighting the idea that we can't even be in our county right now and we have to go outside of the continental United States to play a home game. Just want to give it up to the fellas. They've done a great job. Nobody's talking about them. And I understand they're not at the level of some of the other teams we talk about all morning long, but just a great job to the coaching staff and to those kids for fighting through and maybe finishing with an undefeated season.
Much like you said, I had no idea. I mean, obviously, I know San Jose is there, but I didn't even – they're so far removed from the college football world and landscape out west. The only thing that you're thinking about are the 49ers and teams within that area that are from a professional standpoint. So hats off to them, and hopefully they go get that championship.
They got Nevada, like I said, on Friday. Then they can, if they win that game,
it's a good team, though, they're playing against. Nevada's a really good team, too.
Absolutely. They'll do it. They'll try to get it done in the Mountain West Conference. I just want to give a shout-out to those guys. You guys, obviously, I mean, Duke, USC, I mean, the top of the top. But those guys are playing hard, too.
But I'm glad that you take some time to give credit to teams like that, because so many people and so many teams are battling things that we don't talk about because we end up talking about the hot-button issues. But that's really cool to see them persevere through that. Hopefully they continue to do so.
Congratulations to them. This morning we're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, simply put, does Ohio State deserve to be in the playoff? Calvin Scott 0810, hit us up. Let's run through these fellas, get your thoughts. Calvin Scott 0810 at Calvin Scott 0810. Having only played five games, it may be shocking, but I realistically don't see anybody outside of the top five that could beat them. In other words, who are you going to replace them with?
You don't think Florida wouldn't have a shot?
I think Florida would have a shot.
I think Florida would have a shot.
I think Texas A&M will have a shot. You know, if you really want to be honest with you, I don't know what USC might do to them. I have no idea. I have zero idea, and USC is the only other Power 5 team that's undefeated right now. So, I don't know. We'll never see it. We'll never quite see it. But the college football playoff committee in my opinion, they should have extended. Instead of four, they should have gone to eight. They just should have. Just this year. And see what it was like.
And we've seen other sports do this temporary
change a little
implementations.
Bit. They change the rules and move the goalposts all the time. We're watching it in the Big Ten, Jay.
I mean, I just go back to what the NBA was able to do. It creates such a level of excitement when you're seeing teams vie for that playoff spot. It gives you an extra added layer to pay attention to.
I wonder, because this thing is all about money, though, right? I wonder if the gate receipts, let's say, for instance, it wasn't a severe pandemic situation going on and they had to move some rules around, and if people could actually fill the stadiums, would they have thought about going to eight to collect that money?
I mean, they're thinking about going to eight anyway. I mean, you've been hearing them ponder about expanding the college football playoffs for a while now.
This is a perfect opportunity to do it, and they didn't do it.
How about this? This sort of dovetails to what Keyshawn just said, and this is from Bucky7117. Just going to go on a limb and say what team he roots for. Bucky, at Bucky7117. Key, listen to this. Quote, "It's the NCAA's fault for not doing what all the professional teams did, make a temporary expansion of the playoffs. If they did 6 to 8 teams, then the Power Four conferences would each have their champion, and then the committee could rank them in and or subjectively put them the bubble team." So he's saying a temporary expansion even to 6 would be okay with this guy.
And then you get the opportunity to give the Cincinnati's and the Coastal Carolinas an opportunity to really do something. If you thought about this for a minute a couple years ago, UCF, I went to that game at the Peach Bowl and they played Auburn. They beat Auburn down.
They did.
They beat them down. And so in UCF, when you look at that, nobody thought that this small school would take on the big powerhouse out of the SEC conference. Man, they took them dudes to the woodshed. They took them to the woodshed. It was amazing to see, to the point where Auburn players was like, check it out, tapping out the game. Mm-hmm. And so if you expand that, maybe now the Cincinnati's and the Coastal Carolinas and the BYU conversations really could take place. And you can really see the big boys take on the little smaller teams like in college basketball. You see the big boys get knocked off all the time by some little old school with a small gym looking like stadium.
Give you an example, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, they made that miraculous run. I forget what her name was, but she was
Sister Jean. Loyola of Chicago.
Loyola of Chicago. Thank you. Loyola of Chicago. Excuse me.
I want to get your thoughts on this, Jay, because this is an interesting point, and this is from @JV Gower. Great point here. Quote, "Five games. Really? I don't want to hear a single word about moving forward with how Notre Dame doesn't play a championship game if these clowns are allowed to get in like that, like ever." Interesting point.
Interesting Notre Dame fan.
Right. Notre Dame this year eligible for the ACC, but in years moving forward, they would have to get to the playoff without playing a championship game. And he's sort of saying, hey, if that's the way it's going to be, then why is it that way for the Bucks?
Unprecedented this year. I mean, it will be different for years to come, though. This year of COVID is a different type of year.
5 wins. That's just wild to me. Notre Dame played 10 games, though. If I was on Notre Dame team, I'd be mad.
Paul
would be
finals.
Bad, though.
You would be mad. I mean, it's the Big Ten's.
No, I get it, but it's
on
just
the Big
like,
Ten.
Man.
If the Big Ten would have not canceled the season, but would have paused like the other conferences had done, then this would have never been an issue.
But they didn't cancel the season.
They did cancel the season.
How? They played it.
They ended up playing it later, but they originally came out and canceled the season. Zubin, I'm correct on this, correct?
That's not a cancellation, though.
Better late than never. So who do you think the fellas eventually weighed in on? OSU in or out? We took a ton of calls and a ton of tweets. So what do you think overall our fans and our viewers and our listeners, everybody thinks?
I think it stays the same. It's probably 54%.
54 for yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, they should be. What do you think?
I think it's probably a higher percentage that would say no than yes.
56% say they don't belong in the college football playoff. One word, Rams, Pats tonight. What do you got?
I'm taking the Pats. I'm sorry, I just got to do it. For whatever reason, Belichick has my brain.
I'll take the Pats as well, which means the Rams are going to win.
Touche. We'll see you for a Football Friday tomorrow morning at 6 Eastern.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.